Life support is nominal. The oxygen danger indicator level is yellow. Please remember that this is a non-smoking pirate ship.
Hey, hey, everybody! Happy Thanksgiving, and welcome to the Gin Lounge. I'm John Breeden, your chief lounge lizard, and your host for this episode of the show. And so far, every episode of the show. But anyway, we're talking about games that we are thankful for this holiday season. And joining me today, all the way from England, is Shella, who I don't believe celebrates Thanksgiving since she's in England. But we also have a first-timer here to the lounge, Michael Hello. Blaker. Michael, welcome to the lounge today. We appreciate you joining
us. Great. I'm glad to be here.
And Michael is joining us from his vacation chalet, so if he's a little off, that's why he's actually he actually had to build his own headset from a couple of wires and
yeah,
a
pine cone, it's pretty bad. You know, the pine cone's all broken and beaten up by my baby brother and baby sister, and it's kind of missing a few of those little pines, and yeah, it's pretty bad.
Well, anyway, we're glad you're here, and we look forward to you joining us in the lounge
often. Yeah, I'll do that more often, for sure.
We'll actually be able to hear you maybe at some point, so that's also joining us is Vincent. Vincent, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, I got nothing better to do.
Well, I know you've been reviewing. I know you've been reviewing that game called "This War of Mine" on the PC, which is a darkly, darkly depressing game. I stupidly started playing it, and I'm like, "Oh, I'm so depressed. The game's so terrible." It's a great game. I don't want to say it's terrible. It's terrible in a good way. Yeah, it's like you're trying to survive this war, and you're just like these civilians, and you know, you're basically trying to hold off starvation as long as you possibly can, which is more or less impossible. So, it's really cool.
Yeah, if you ever play it, never good, steal from the old people, because everyone in your party will then kill themselves. It's okay. Ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what I did? Because I figured out that the old people, you steal from the old people, and then they end up killing themselves, but if you don't go back to the house, you don't know that the old people killed themselves, so they only get slightly depressed. So you can steal from the old people once, but if you go back and learn that because you took all their food, they killed themselves, then your people all kill themselves. So only steal from the old people once. That's the moral of the story today. So anyway, so today we're going to talk about stuff that we're thankful for in the gaming industry and the gaming world. So let's start with, Michael, you're the first time you've ever been here, so why don't you start? What games are you playing that you're happy? Of course, here in the United States, we get most of us get the days off Thursday and Friday,
it's nice.
So it's kind of a nice long weekend.
I'm playing Destiny right now, and while I'm taking a break because I'm on vacation, I've been enjoying the heck out of it. I'm thankful that it looks amazing, sounds amazing, and plays amazing.
Really, I didn't know, Michael, that you were going to say Destiny. I mean, you've only written what, 8 columns?
Oh yeah,
about
no, it's 9 or 10 now. I've got a few more. Gosh.
Yeah. And I will say, I actually was going to bring that up. I'm thankful that you let me into your guild, so I'm now actually have friends
to
play with.
Oh, yeah, no,
I'm
glad you got joined. They're all great people, and so they're almost always on, so.
Yeah, those of you who don't play Destiny, there are different levels of missions, and some of the missions can really only be accomplished when you have friends. And since I don't have any friends, I was kind of left out of those missions. So Michael was nice enough to introduce me to his group. Bloody Wolves
Clan or something like that. It's a pun on one of our members' last names. And so I don't know. I don't know how he came up with that. But yeah, Bloody Wolves. So.
Well, it's pretty cool, and they took me through the Vault of Glass, which is like the ultimate it's pretty cool. So I enjoy that. So I'm thankful for that. So all right, good one to start, Michael. Vincent, what about you? What are you thankful for? We already talked about this War of Mine. I don't know if that's one you're thankful for or not.
No, I'm pretty sure I'd be stuck in severe depression if that was the only one. I've been playing a lot of Smash Brothers. I'm enjoying the heck out of that one. In fact, I'm taking a break from it because I'm on this podcast right now. Otherwise, I'd still be running around chasing people as Sonic online.
Nice, nice.
That's pretty cool. Now, you and Billy White also, you both ordered the mega pack with it's like $100 for this game. And so I assume you think it's worth it.
Well, yeah, it comes with the GameCube adapter and then a GameCube controller for it. I had a couple of Wavebirds left around, but they've been with me since, 2000. So they're a little on the beat up side.
Oh, okay, cool. And so you actually get, unlike me, we're playing Destiny online with friends, you actually bring 4 people to your house and play, like, mega battles like that?
Well, yeah, people come back and forth, and we'll play. I've actually had to use all of my GameCube controllers so far, because it just seems to be what everyone's comfortable with. But you can play 4 or 8 people, like, couch against one another versus, or you can go online and you can play 4-player versus, one-on-one versus, stuff like that.
Oh, wow. So, but up to 8 people can play the game at the same time.
Sure.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. The most I've ever had playing a game at the same time would be like with Rock Band, with like 4 people, where you had the whole band. 8 sounds amazing.
Take the exact same chaos as Rock Band with 4 people, and then throw everyone growing due to mushrooms and lightning bolts everywhere. It's absolutely ridiculous. Most of the time, I'm just hitting buttons because I have no clue what's going on the screen.
I was going to ask how hard it was to keep track of your character with everybody fighting on the screen like that. That's ridiculous. Wow. Sounds like a lot of fun, man. I would definitely pay $100 to be able to do that.
Give it a shot sometime. So. Add me. We'll play against each other.
All right, man. Yeah, definitely. Why not? I'm already embarrassing myself in Destiny with Michael, so I might as well embarrass myself with Smash Brothers with you. That'd
that
be awesome. So, no, I'm okay. I'm much better at player versus enemy than player versus player, though. So I have to join you guys in the cubicle or crucible sometime, cubicle. Joining you in the cubicle would just be boring.
A little odd.
That's Yeah, well, that's what we do in real life, and it's just boring. Shella, what about you? What are you doing out there in England? I know you don't have an awesome holiday, although you get so many holidays it doesn't matter. But what are you thankful for this holiday? If you were to celebrate Thanksgiving, what would you be thankful for?
I just thought of one actually. It's not actually a game, but I'm thankful that I didn't buy a PS4 in order to play Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a bit of a negative one. Am I not in the spirit of things?
No, it's okay.
Thanksgiving can be negative. That's why
you can be thankful that you did not buy it. That's okay.
One of the things, Jelly, you don't understand about Thanksgiving is, in addition to all the fun stuff, it's also a time when family gets together and just fights and yells and screams at each other. So yeah, you can be negative. That's cool. And but kick Ubisoft when they're down, man. I mean, Michael's review pretty much teed them up and spit them out, man. Yeah. That was crazy. So I don't know what's going on with that. I did see in the charts, the CDW chart, or not the CDW, the what's your trade mag MCD? Over there, Shella? I saw they put out a thing that said that Unity was number 2 in England, so I guess people are buying
it. I've heard that the story is great and all that. I just, for me personally, if your cutscenes are, jumpy, like they just stutter, it's a cardinal rule of, like, video quality. It's just, it's not worth playing until you can fix that, so.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that and I thought it was kind of funny to see the protagonist with the googly eyes. And that was.
That produced one of the best tweets of that week, which was because it was a picture of a female character with no flesh on her face. It's like, I guess female characters were too hard to animate after all.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, they've got breasts and faces and stuff. I mean, it's just crazy.
That entire game was a faux pas.
Yeah. Well, they animated all the good parts. I mean, you don't really need to see your face.
They don't need flash.
All under that hood.
Excellent. All right. Let's see. So I need to say something because I get a turn too. Yay. I wanted to say that I was actually thankful that I was actually getting some cool content on my PS4 because I bought the PS4 like a freaking year ago, almost at this point. And like, I haven't really got to play too much on it. And I've been kind of disappointed because I joined PlayStation Plus and I was all ready to go. And like, they keep giving me these little tiny like 2D indie shooters and stuff as the free games. And so I was like, you know, that's cool and all. I want to support them. But, you know, that's not why I bought a PlayStation 4. That's why I have Steam, and that's why I have a PC, you know, to play all that stuff. So we're finally now getting some really cool PlayStation 4 games. We have Far Cry 4 out, which, of course, is multi-platform, but I'm playing it on the PlayStation 4, so that's fun. I'm having a lot more fun with Destiny since I joined up with Michael's group. So I try to play that every day. And I'm playing Grand Theft Auto 5 on the PlayStation 4. Now, there's a game I did not think I would like it because I played the original on the PlayStation 3 like twice. You know, I went through the game completely twice, making different choices and stuff. And so I've done all the heists, you know, the different ways that you can do it. And I was like, am I really going to like this on the PS4? Is it really worth it? And oh my God, it is. It's totally fun, and I've been having just a heck of a good time with it. They have so much more processing power now that the city seems actually alive. Instead of having, like, one or two people on the street, there's, like, 50 people on the street, you know, in any one street, and a lot more cars, and it just seems like more realistic, just a better experience altogether. So I'm having a lot of fun with that.
No. I was actually curious because I never bought it for the PS3 or the Xbox 360, and I was waiting to see if they'd make a version for the next-gen consoles, current-gen now, and they did, and so I'm really happy. And they didn't just remake it. They totally redid everything. It's got first-person mode, and it's got, you know, redone animals and everything. It looks amazing.
Yeah, there's animals. The animals, I forgot about that. There's actually cats in the game now. So at the beginning, the very first mission that you actually do past the prologue, you're supposed to steal these cars. And you're walking down this alley, you're sneaking up to this car, which always happens. You know, it's pretty much you have to do that mission at that point in the game because it's really early. And you're sneaking up and it's all dramatic and everything. And this cat comes out of this alley and, like, lays down in front of me, and I swear, it totally threw me off my game. I'm like, that's a freaking cat! It's a freaking cat! So I tried to pet it and stuff, and, you know, I you can't pet it, and I ended up accidentally kicking it.
Oh, poor cat.
I didn't mean to. There's no pet key. You know how in Assassin's Creed you have
pet the animal
key? Yeah, so I couldn't pet the animal, so I ended up kicking this cat, and then it runs off screaming, and I'm like, I didn't mean to kick the cat. But yeah, Grand Theft Auto on the next gen is awesome. You should definitely check it out.
Heard it here first, kids. Play Assassin's Creed, kick cats. That's how it works.
Play Grand Theft Auto, kick them.
Well, you play Assassin's Creed, it makes you think you can pet them, and then you just wind up kicking them all the time.
That's possible too, yes. But there is a key, at least. As far as I know, there's no way to pet the animals in. Although I did get killed by a dog. Because I like to walk around, and when people insult me, I punch them out, because that's like my most fun things to do in Grand Theft Auto. Because most people on the street, I'll walk up to them and I'll hit the high key, you know, and you're like, hey, what's up, man? And most of the time they go, hey, what's up with you or something. Cool. You know, I'm like, oh, that's nice. You're really friendly. But then sometimes they'll be like, you suck or whatever. And then I punch them and I just start a fight because that's what I like to do. And so I was beating up this fat guy in the park and his dog attacked me. And it was like a chihuahua or something and it ended up killing me. So I guess that was justice. So. But anyway, fun game, lots of mayhem, lots of more mayhem. I'd highly recommend you guys check it out on the PlayStation 4, especially if you're like Michael and you haven't played the game yet, because it's really awesome. So fun stuff. Michael, what about you? We're circling back to you. Get another one. What else are you doing for? You do stuff besides Destiny, right?
Stuff other than Destiny. I'm thankful that, you know, the PS4 is out and it's taking advantage of all the new content. One of my favorite games from this year is this infamous Second Son, and that game was absolutely beautiful. It's really fun. The only problem I had with it was a bit too short, but since it was, like, you know, one of the first games out and it was taking advantage of all the graphical upgrades, I was okay with that, overall.
That's cool. I played the first one. I got the first one for free after my credit card got hacked, thanks to Sony having terrible security on their system. And I played the first one, and it was okay. It looks like the second one is like an incredible upgrade.
Yeah,
versus the first
I've
one.
Heard that. I had never played an Infamous game, actually. My PlayStation 4 was like essentially the first big PlayStation launch I got. I had gotten the PlayStation 3 for two JRPGs, and that was about it, and Media Server. So I was actually pretty cool to see like a, you know, a real PlayStation game. So
it was cool. Cool. And your, you know, your pine cones that you're using to talk with us, they're actually doing really okay.
Okay, good.
So. they're not bad.
I'm kind of holding it like, really close to my mouth, so.
I'm hoping your fingers aren't getting all sticky on that pine, but that's pretty cool. Shella, what about you? Why don't you take another crack at it? What else are you thankful for? You just got a new game, but you haven't got a chance
to
play it.
I know.
Right?
I've just literally downloaded Never Alone on Steam. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, the Never Alone looks really cool. So hopefully it's another one of those awesome artistic games that you like so much. we'll find out. What about you, Vincent? Well, you get another bite at the apple too. There must be something else you're thankful for. I know you're probably not going to bring up that soldier game. This War of Mine. Good game, but kind of depressing. I don't know if it's one you look forward to playing. It's sort of in the back of my mind. I'm like, oh, I have to play that. I have to play it because I have to get past day 58 or whatever. But it's not something I look forward to as much as I have to play it because I have to get to the end of the war at some point.
It's really addictive.
But anyway,
but it's not exactly something you throw a whole bunch of chips into a hat for.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't gather 8 people around the old computer to play that one, I don't think. So, although it might be interesting to gather 8 of your friends and see which one of them kills themselves first, trying to play that game. So, Vincent, what do you think? What else are you happy about this holiday?
I'm thankful that Diablo 3 doesn't suck anymore. Does that count? Is that
Yeah,
it does.
It's like added Nephilim Rifts. They added Loot 2.0. It's actually fun to play. And I just got back into it probably 2 or 3 weeks ago with a buddy of mine. And the Nephilim Rift raids are probably the craziest thing I've seen in a Diablo game because I was really big in Diablo 2. I went through a phase where I was playing every Western RPG and hack and slash I can get my hands on. And then I just stopped playing anything else when Diablo 2 Lord of Destruction came out. But Diablo 3, I played it until I hit Inferno, and then I quit right before they made Inferno easier, and then just never touched the game for probably 2 years straight.
Yeah, no, and, I did the same thing. And it was like, you know, okay, I got to Inferno, and it's like, well, what to do next? It's, you know, you can buy stuff online. It's not really worth it.
Yeah, the only thing you could do is bash your head against the wall until you got enough loot drops to make it half an act further than what you did the last time you did it. Well, now it's a lot more reasonable in reference to how much time you invest versus how much entertainment you can actually draw from it at this point.
No, I agree, and I read Michael's column about, because Michael, you covered the Diablo and how the game kind of really changed with the different patches and so forth, and I was the same way as you guys. I had gone through it. My wife and I went through the complete game. You know, we played it together. That was one that we played together, and we had a lot of fun with it. She doesn't play a lot of video games, so I got a kick out of, you know, being able to play with her, and that was really fun. But it had sat there for probably a year because we'd solved it, and then we were like, well, do we really want to go back through it again? Probably not. And then. You know, this update, I mean, they changed everything, even the graphics. It looks like it almost looks like kind of like I don't know how to describe it. They went from sort of this sort of weird hybrid realistic graphics to like the full cartoon graphics.
Cell shade.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, the kind that are real popular right now with and I liked it. I thought it was really cool. I was really surprised. And the funny thing was, it made my character was a sorceress, so the change in the graphics made my character look really, really cool. Like she had a cool hat, and her dress was awesome, she had a cape and all that. It made my wife's character, who was a male witch hunter, it made her character look like a complete dork. He was wearing like these weird overalls and stuff, and he looked like a farmer who was like far over his element. It was just kind of funny that the graphics changed that much.
Yeah, but I can empathize with that. I was a monk. Same exact thing happens. Like, oh, I'm a hobo farmer now. This is sweet.
Yeah. I never played after the update, so I played a Demon Hunter Huntress. So I love that. So.
Right, right. Yeah, the update changed a lot. It was pretty cool. Now, I haven't got to these Nephilim Rift things yet. So how do you do those? Are those, did they come up on the main map? Or?
Well, to be honest, when we were going through these, I had no idea what was going on each time. Just my friend was coaching me and telling me over Skype, we need to go over here. And we would run through a whole bunch of different mobs until we found an elite one. Wipe out that mob, go to another one. And we just kept running from elite mob to elite mob. And I kept trying not to die the entire time because I had no clue what was happening. I got no prior explanation. And then every time you kill an elite mob, it gives you something to where you get to go to another rift. And you keep going and going and going. And the rewards get better each time until you don't meet the requirement. And then it just all stops. And I'm pretty sure I screwed up the last one. So...
Wow. Well, as somebody who died 86 times in the Vault of Glass, I think that's okay for your first run. That's not bad.
You didn't die that much. You died like 4 times.
Yeah, well, I got killed in that puzzle room quite a lot.
With the jumping?
With the floating islands.
Yeah.
The floating islands. Although I know, now I know the secret, so I can do a lot better. But yeah, so cool. So it sounds like we guys have a lot to do. So, I'll let you guys go and get back to your gaming and stuffing yourself. So thanks for taking a few minutes, here on Turkey Day to talk about all this cool stuff we're playing. I appreciate it. So I guess let me ask you, I always do kind of this final question thing, Michael. And I stupidly didn't really prepare one, but I'm gonna make it up on the spot.
Right, cool.
So, African or European swallow? No, the question is, so we've got all this cool stuff that we're thankful for now. Is there anything, coming out, you know, that then, of course, the next big holiday is the big holiday over the Christmas season. Is there anything that's still pending that you're looking forward to, like a lot?
Well, I'm looking forward to like Batman Arkham, Knight. I think it's what it is. I'm looking forward to Witcher 3. That looks amazing.
Oh yeah.
The Witcher series is really cool. So, and I like collecting little cards of all the ladies.
I've never played a Witcher game before, so I'm actually really interested in playing this last one.
Go to Steam.
Oh yeah.
Witcher 2. Thank you later. It's amazing. You'll love
it. I would totally do that except my computer's broken, and even if it could run it, it's a Mac. So.
Oh.
It's also
made of Kinko's now.
Yeah, The Witcher. Every time you have these dialogue choices, he sleeps with an incredibly stupid amount of women. Let me just say, it's a good thing that he's immune to all diseases because the amount of women that he sleeps with is ridiculous. And every time you sleep with a girl in the game, you get a. I'm glad you get a
card.
You get a card. Yeah, a trading card with a sexy picture of the girl on it. It's like the most sexist thing ever, but it's. But it's hilarious.
Wow.
So there you go. So you'll be collecting cards and you'll be like, what the heck is this? This is the most weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Definitely.
And if you get if you get the European versions of the game, the cards are all uncensored.
Really?
And if you get the American versions of the game, it's like a naked girl and then there's like a cat or something sitting like in strategic locations so you can't see anything that they added. Because we're too stupid in America to be able to handle that. Yeah. Vincent, what about you? Anything you're looking forward to coming out?
Not exactly. Now that Smash Brothers is out, my entire list of games I'm waiting on is kind of gone to the wayside. I'm just going to focus on what I'm doing today. Because I'm going to barge into my friend's house. I'm going to call him the wrong name for the whole day. And when he tells me to stop, I'm going to demand he feeds me. So I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving like a true pilgrim.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, guys. Well, cool. Well, I'll let you get back to it. Again, thanks for joining me today. Happy Thanksgiving. To all of our listeners out there, thanks for taking the time to listen to us today. We hope you had a good time joining us here on this amazing holiday. You can write us if you'd like, and if you're really clever, we might read your email on the show. We're at ginlounge@gameindustry.com. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/gameindustry. We're on Google Plus. We're actually on Pinterest. And, of course, our tweets are at ginlounge, so give us a little shout-out. And until next time, guys, I'll say thanks for joining me and happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, absolutely. Don't eat too much and don't play too much. Although we all know we're going to be doing both of that way too much in excess. Hey, so there we go. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. See you next time right here at the Gin Lounge. We'll be right back.